Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The power, purity, and preciousness of God's Word are spelled out in these inspired statements. More to be desired are they, that is, the statutes and judgments of the Lord, than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Psalm 19:10-11. The psalmist David's son added these words, My son, if you will incline your ear unto wisdom, and apply your heart to understanding, yea, if you cry after knowledge, and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver, and search for her as for hidden treasures, then shall you understand the fear of the Lord, and find knowledge of God. Proverbs 2:1-5. There is much we can learn from these inspired words. Will you please think with me today about the preciousness of God's Word? In order to have an understanding of God's revelation to man, we must be open-minded and honest-hearted. Solomon speaks of receiving the words of wisdom. We are not born with a knowledge of God and His Word. It has to come by being ready to receive and to apply what God wants us to know. Christ's parable of the sower emphasizes that truth. He spoke of the seed which fell on good ground and said, They are they which an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Luke 8:15. He urged his disciples, Take heed therefore how you hear. Luke 8:18. God's Word is so essential to our well-being that we are to hide God's commandments in our hearts. It is not enough that we read the Word occasionally. We must incline our ears to wisdom. We must apply our hearts to understanding. Some of God's Word is easy to understand, but much of it requires diligent study and a desire to do the will of God. Surely nothing in this life is so needful as understanding the Scriptures and applying them to our work and worship. Our souls are to cry out to God for guidance in knowing His will and doing it. The psalmist adds, As the hart pants after the water brook, so pants my soul after Thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Psalm 42:1-2. The words of Jesus in His Sermon on the Mount are somewhat different from what I have read to you, but the meaning cannot be missed. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Matthew 5:6. If we hungered for the Word as we do for food, we would be much better students of the Word. We not only could apply what we know, but we would be more effective in teaching others the Word of God. Most men spend many years in trying to get rich, at least in trying to get well off. The Scriptures are far more valuable than all the gold and silver in the world. We should strive to treasure up the Word in our hearts, as the miser stores up riches in the bank or in stocks and bonds. All of us have known people whose main goal in life seems to be making money or accumulating other kinds of property. They work long hours to accumulate wealth, and then died and left it to others. Solomon calls such devotion to money laboring for the wind, Ecclesiastes 5:16. If we really work at knowing God's will and doing it from the heart, what reward will we enjoy? Then shall you understand the fear of the Lord and find knowledge of God. Proverbs 1:5. How wonderfully blessed we are that God so loved us that He gave us His inspired Word. Shall we not reciprocate by loving that Word and doing it and teaching it to others? Thank you for listening today.